Thinking of selling your home? In today's market, how do homeowners get the best price?
What they can do is put their house in the most presentable form than it can be in.
Plus, how government-mandated changes in the appraisal process can affect how much money you get for your home, and it's not necessarily a good thing.
It's driving good appraisers out of the market.
Welcome to our Call on Colleen two-part netcast interview. I'm David Black, along with Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty Metro South, serving Alabaster and Shelby County, Birmingham. We're talking with Tom Horn, an appraiser here in the Shelby County, Birmingham area. In part one, Tom discussed falling home prices in Birmingham and Shelby County. In this, our second and concluding segment, Tom shares information you need to know if you're thinking about selling or buying property. And he tells us about new government rules changing how appraisals are ordered. That may not seem very important, but guess what? Those changes are sometimes having a big impact on the prices that properties sell for. What about somebody who is thinking of wanting to sell their home right now, Tom? What would you tell them to do? What can they do to try to get the most value out of their home? Obviously, they can't change their location.
Exactly. Can't pick up the house and move it. But what they can do is put their house in the most presentable form than it can be in. There are things from an appraisal standpoint that you can invest in a house that doesn't cost much, but you're going to get more bang for your buck, such as cosmetic improvements, so forth like that.
A lot of the things that would make it attractive to a potential buyer.
Exactly, yeah. Now, they don't have any control over other homes that are on the market for sale as well, so the only thing that they can concentrate is making their house look as presentable as possible.
Well, if somebody comes to you and says, well, I'm thinking of spending $8,000 on updating the kitchen with new counters, et cetera, what do you tell them? That's kind of a gamble, right?
It is, yeah. And there's a couple of ways they can look at that. There are some studies that different companies do, and you can find them on the internet, that they keep track of typical rate of return on, say, bathroom improvements or kitchen improvements or so forth like that. But in the past, it hasn't been so much lately, but you know, we can do appraisals for people for them to look to see what an improvement's going to do to their value. You know, we can say your house is worth, you know, X amount before the improvement. After the improvement, you know, the appraisal will be done subject to these things being done, and we can get them a value that way. So, you know, if it's going to cost them $20,000 to do a kitchen renovation, but they're only going to get $10,000, that's not a very good investment. Not unless they're going to be in the house long term.
So if somebody wants to sell but really wants to have as realistic an idea of price that they would be able to sell at, would it make sense for them to have their property appraised?
I think so. A pre-appraisal is something I've been promoting for quite a while because, as you said earlier, people could be basing their estimate of their home on past years that is not relevant anymore. So they need to find out how their house competes well with other properties on the market, recently sold ones as well as active listings, and an appraisal will do that for them.
What does it cost?
An appraisal, standard appraisal, is going to be around $350 to $400.
Which that might sound like a lot to some folks, but I'm looking at it like if they're going to have their house on the market for a long time, wanting to sell, seems to me like it'd make a lot of sense to get it pre-appraised up front and have a good idea of where to price it to start with to get it to sell quickly.
Right. I mean, having an appraisal and having it at the correct price point can help your house sell maybe a month or two or three earlier than it would be if it's overpriced. And I guess if you look at marketing costs of advertising and so forth, the $350 to $400 is probably a very good investment.
Do you see some folks having you do that around here now?
Yeah. More specifically, for sale by owner clients, I recommend that they get an appraisal. A lot of times, if they're for sale by owner, they have emotional investment in the property, and you know, if they go to work with a realtor like you guys, you know, you're kind of the sound the unbiased person there. But if they're not going to go through a realtor and they want to try to save money, they at least need to try to get an appraisal to do that. Or even if, for example, if you price a home for a client and they think that you're too low, I think an appraisal is warranted there as well because that
help
can
you
support
save some money,
you.
Yeah,
and that can let the homeowner know that that you did your job and you're right. You know, you were right at pricing it where you did.
we see people from time to time who are very much of the I feel my home should sell for X dollars mentality. And that, would you agree, that just doesn't fly in this market?
Well, that's kind of where, yeah, the emotional investment. Plus, you know, they've looked at what past homes have sold for in the neighborhood. An example of that, I did an appraisal for a client, and they based the price that they listed their home for on what their neighbor who sold their home sold it for. Now, that guy inflated the price, you know, because nobody wants to let everybody know they sold their house for less than what they thought it was worth. So he put his home on the market for that price, couldn't sell it, decided to go ahead and get an appraisal. The appraisal you know, showed what it should have been priced at based on the true sales price, and he was able to get a contract very shortly after that.
So really the value of an independent assessment of what your home would draw is very high.
I think so, yes.
You're starting to get involved in something called market conditions. What's that about?
Market conditions is something that it occurred, it was a requirement that appraisers do, I'd say, beginning to mid 2009. And what that does, we have to study, it's something we were doing already, but powers that be wanted us to put, and that's government regulation and so forth, wanted us to put the information, the data, in the appraisal. What that is, it looks at past sales, it looks at active inventory, you know, months of inventory, days on market, and so forth like that. And it just provides support to the figures that we put on the appraisal, you know, showing either declining, you know, increasing, or stable markets.
So there's more documentation then for why you're coming up with what you come up with.
Right. It gives the reader of the report something to look at to back up the figures that we use on the appraisal.
There are a lot of changes going on in the way appraisers are employed these days. Is that right?
Something that is happening in today's market, it's the HVCC. Are you familiar with that?
Tell me more.
Okay.
Yeah.
HVCC stands for Home Valuation Code of Conduct. And what has happened with that recently, last year, mortgage companies and banks had to separate themselves from appraisers because I suppose that government thought that maybe there was pressure being put on appraisers from loan officers and so forth, and maybe that had something to do possibly with artificial inflation of values. And so the HVCC was set up to do was to put a layer of protection between a loan officer and an appraiser. And there have been different problems associated with that recently. And what that is, appraisers, well, let me put it this way.
Lenders are under certain restrictions now to hire appraisers, right?
Right. What has happened is appraisal management companies, AMCs, have been set up to manage the appraisal process between the loan officer and the appraiser. But what has happened there is the appraisal management companies are using pricing for appraisers as the only measurement of quality, so to speak. So they go with the cheapest appraiser, and that's causing problems too because they're bringing appraisers in from out of town, and that's creating something called geographic competence. So if you live in an area, you're more familiar with it. And this is kind of unrelated to what we were talking about before, but it's still affecting values because if an appraiser doesn't know a value or doesn't know an area, they could get a value incorrectly. So in addition to possible variations in the market caused by short sales and foreclosures, an appraisal or a property could be underappraised because an appraiser doesn't know the market, so to speak.
Does this open the path then for an appraisal to be challenged?
It could. And I think as you as realtors might want to interview, you know, if the appraiser calls you up to say, hey, I'm doing an appraisal on this property, how did I get into the property? You can say, well, can I talk to you a little bit? Where are you from? If they're from out of town and they don't know the market, then that's something that you guys can do to kind of help the process, so to speak, and challenge them before they actually even do the appraisal. Just say, you know, you may not know the market. I want an appraiser from the market, you know, that lives in this area that knows the property values.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. And isn't it true, though, the lenders don't necessarily have to use these management companies, appraisal management companies, I've heard that some can just pick from their own pool of appraisers. Is that correct?
Yeah. What it is a mortgage company or bank can have a panel of appraisers they use, but the loan officer can't order the appraisal. There has to be somebody that's totally unrelated to the transaction that orders the appraisal. And some companies are doing that. However, because there's a lot of work involved there, they're moving to an appraisal management company. So I guess the burden can be taken off of them, and the liability, so to speak, can be taken off of them. But it is not a requirement that they have to use an appraisal management company. One of the other things I wanted to mention was in appraisal management companies, appraisers' fees are being cut, but homeowners are paying what they were or more. So management companies are taking a large cut of the appraisal fee without even doing the appraisal.
This sounds like it's increasing the cost then of the sale.
Right, right. It is.
So what was meant to protect the consumer is costing the consumer more money at the end of the day.
Right, exactly. And it's driving good appraisers out of the market because in some instances, appraiser fees are being cut in half.
Wow.
So that's making it hard for appraisers to make a living. And a lot of good appraisers are getting out of the market, so there's being left with more appraisers with less experience, so to speak. And, you know, there's a lot of repercussions of that, and that's just the whole appraisal management company thing.
And HVCC went into effect how long ago? Several months? Or
around May
okay,
of 2009. And there's a lot of challenges. A lot of states are challenging the operation of AMCs in their state because they don't have to have appraisal licenses like we do. They can just, you know, set up business. And so it's cutting down on revenue in communities because appraisers' incomes are being affected. But that's kind of a side note. I guess the reason I talk about it is because it's introducing the fact that a lot of out-of-town appraisers are being brought into a community, which is affecting values in that respect.
Not in a good way.
Correctly. That's right.
How do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me on the internet, and that's www.appraisal-source.com. I've just started a real estate appraisal blog, which gives information about market trends in different neighborhoods, or maybe helpful information to different people like realtors or homeowners relevant to things that I see. Maybe if I'm in a house and a house is selling FHA and certain requirements have to be met for it to sell FHA, I'll just put information on there such as that. That's www.birminghamappraisalblog.com. So those are two places on the internet I can be reached, or email and phone.
You sound like a treasure trove of information for somebody who wants to sell their property.
Well, I hope that I'm able to help somebody make sense of what the market's doing these days, because that's kind of difficult.
We're going to have to get you back in here from time to time to talk about what's going on in the appraisal world.
Sure.
That's Tom Horn, an appraiser who analyzes home values in the Birmingham, Shelby County area. Tom makes a lot of information available online. If you missed his websites in the interview, those sites again are appraisal-source.com, and he has a blog you can visit at BirminghamAppraisalBlog.com. We also have links to his websites on our site as well. A reminder that you can find a lot of information about Birmingham, Shelby County, Alabama real estate at our website, CallOnColleen.com. And if you'd like to email us, our address is sales@callonColleen.com. Colleen is spelled, by the way, with two L's and two E's. You can always call us, too. Our area code is 205-356-5412. That's 205-356-5412. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. Our theme music is provided courtesy of Vinnie Palmer. I'm David Black. See you next time.